Hey
guys,
guys,
welcome
welcome
back to
back to Twin
Twin
Talk.
Talk.
Here we give you info on the latest
And the greatest coming out of Hollywood.
But we focus on the plot.
So pour a glass of wine.
And let's chat about these characters with your girls, Tina
and Tan.
All right, welcome back to Twin Talk, y'all. This
hey,
is exciting.
Y'all.
What a beautiful day out, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's probably nicer over there where you at, but over here it's just hot.
Touche. In Chicago, girl, you know we look. We get summer for a month, okay? So we get a day over 40. We're like, ooh, who at the beach? So.
And then in Miami, you get summer all year round. All right. Burning.
Sounds good. Well, I am excited to talk about this week's Twin Talk episode.
I'm excited too. We're changing it up a little bit. This one is going to be super fun, but we do want to go back for last week. So last week we did talk about Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder.
Ooh, yes. To my fave shows by Shonda Rhimes, the amazing Shonda.
Yeah.
Who won?
Okay. So guys, who won? We did what show is better, Scandal or How to Get Away with Murder? Drum roll, please. And the winner was Scandal, everybody.
Of course, because Scandal is thebomb.com. Like,
even though Scandal had its moments, as you know, we talked about last week, but it definitely did overall characterize. Relationship wise, dialogue wise, you know, the intensity. Yeah, Scandal, mm-hmm. Scandal had it.
You guys responded on my page about the characters. Everybody seemed to love Olivia Pope. Don't get me wrong. I liked the way
Oh, Viola Davis.
There we go. Viola Davis.
I'm like, girl, what are you trying to say?
I liked how Viola Davis acted in How to Get Away with Murder.
I did.
I think she did a superb job. But yeah, you guys spoke. Y'all told us what it was. I don't disagree. It's hard to choose between those two shows.
It is. It was very hard.
They're both amazing. Yeah. But on to this week's episode.
Yes.
What are we talking about for Zay?
Well, guys, if anybody was on internet, anything, y'all know that last week, Wednesday, Kong versus Godzilla done came out with a movie, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Listen, the Godzilla and Kong movie series has been going on since the dawn of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on for I didn't even realize. I mean, you know what? As growing up, we heard about Godzilla and Kong, mm-hmm. but it wasn't just like, you don't know that. Like, dang, it's been really going on for years, and
we were talking about it before the show, I didn't know it went all the way to 1954. Was that when we had silent films? Was that when it was like, you know what I mean? Like,
the black and white.
And you just play the music in the background. I think that's why I wasn't interested in them until the recent movies came out. Like, we're talking about the Monster series. Well, yes. That's what we're going to call it. I don't know if that's what you want to call it, because it's
well, I guess
there's
we can
no
do the monster.
Because
they're known as the Titans.
Yeah, the Titans. Okay, so we can call it the Titan series.
We could do that.
But I really wasn't interested in them until this last batch.
I really wasn't, actually. I wasn't really... I mean, it was cool. I mean, I saw the cartoons and stuff as a kid, and we used to play the games. But I really wasn't into the movies. I mean, I just recently watched all the movies. And then I was like, oh, okay. These are pretty cool. But I never really was into it. I mean, I like the way they, you know, shot them, especially, like, this past one. It was super dope. I liked it. But I was never really a fan. I mean, I like it now. I think as you get older, you're like, oh... The way they do, like, the CGI and the graphics is completely different.
Yeah, I was going to say technology helped out a lot. Because let's be honest, the plot ain't the thickest. So
yeah, the plot, it's just like two animals.
Right, Mother Nature and shit. But, the technological advancements that, like, television and movies have taken... made it so much better. And we're going to talk. So our main focus is going to be on Godzilla versus Kong, which is the new movie that just premiered, maybe a week ago.
Yeah, it was exactly a week ago.
Oh, but look at us.
Period.
On time. If you didn't get a chance to see it in theaters because some of the country is still on lockdown or halfway lockdown, a lot of theaters aren't open, but we're starting to open back up. So some places have theaters, but if you have HBO Max,
they are streaming it until the end of the month.
Yes, I can't. I need them to keep it on there because it's good. You know how I like to fall asleep, right? I love to fall asleep to movies I've already seen. So, like, when it's a good movie, and that's the perfect movie to fall asleep to. I know it's crazy because it's loud, but whatever.
No, but it makes sense though. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into it. Basically, the plot?
I mean, the basic plot is Kong versus
Godzilla.
but so pretty much, guys, if you watch the movie, which I strongly suggest that you guys watch it. So basically, it was, you know, Kong was living his own life. Mm. Godzilla was vibing. Mm. And then all of a sudden, the company Apex was creating basically another Titan, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what made Godzilla come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And then these two evil guys that were trying to take over the world basically with their Titans, because they wanted a Titan to be able to fight against Godzilla and Khan.
I just realized?
What?
Apex.
You scared me.
Apex, like, that's apex predator. So, like, humans are apex predators because we're the top of the... Ooh, and that's the name of the company! Girl, I did not put that together! Oh, my God. That's why he kept saying we want to be the apex predator. I thought he was just using the name. Ooh, okay.
That's why the Asian dude was... had the thing on his head and, you know, he was rolling his eyes. He was, like, kind of controlling it and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it ended up controlling him.
Or it electrocuted his. Mm. Anyway,
spoiler alert.
But yeah, so basically, they needed Khan to go into this underworld, below surface world, and to be able to activate, because they were looking for a certain source to really get guys the new Apex, which turned out to be another Godzilla, but high and mighty, and they needed that. So that's how those two. So with Godzilla, he was woken up and he was trying to destroy the place, but see, no one knew, and they're thinking that, wait, Godzilla was just a good guy, he's a bad guy. But then you had some other people that we're going to get into, other characters that really was trying to figure out why is Godzilla doing this. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side got Khan. Was they needed Khan to go back to this underworld where they think that Khan was a part of and basically do it. But in the midst of all that, you know, once Godzilla has been on this private island for years, and then of course when he resurfaces, Godzilla finds him, they're fighting because there has to only be one head dude in charge.
Of That's course. Basically what it the was. King of the jungle then, or the world.
The king. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then basically at the end, both of them finally teamed up. They finally stopped fighting, and they both teamed up to beat this crazy Apex Godzilla on steroids.
Yeah, that thing, it scared. I was like, oh, what is that? He was messing Godzilla up, let me tell you.
Girl, he was dragging him.
It was a scene where 2 seconds where they caught Godzilla or Kong looking at Godzilla get his butt whooped. And I know he was thinking, like, this is not my fight. Like, I don't. he not even mad at me. Like, I don't know why I need to join in on this. Because that showed what I would have thought. But, yeah, we pick up on them. Apparently, it had been since the last movie, which was Godzilla, King of the Monsters, there had been nothing but peace. And let me tell you, I was a little conflicted when this movie was coming out. Because when I saw Godzilla, King of the Monsters, Godzilla was a good guy. And I was like, oh my God, we
Yes.
misunderstood him. He's a good guy. He loves us.
But he's just, here's the thing. The difference between, this is my opinion, guys. Y'all let me know how y'all feel about it. But the difference between Khan and Godzilla is Godzilla, he not here to make friends. He's not here to
He
like
is not
play
here to
games.
make friends.
Like, he is here to keep the peace. He's here to make sure everybody stay in their lanes, everybody's cool, and then he leaves. And then he go about his world. Now, Khan is different because Khan, like, if y'all have seen the movies in the past and y'all seen Khan always, he relates with the people, right? He could feel their energy. He can tell, like, he'll look you in your face and see, okay, you're not a threat, right? So that's the difference between, now Godzilla's not gonna go and start, you know, hurting people, but definitely when he came across like the Apex, it's like all of them was evil.
Right,
You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? So that's why. But initially, I mean, Godzilla is like a loner, right? Godzilla don't care about nobody. He got an attitude, and but he's gonna help you. Khan is different. Khan is just like, I will hang out with you. We could talk, like he was talking to the little
Look,
girl,
we
like
ain't
we
got
could
no
talk,
beef.
hang
We ain't got no
out.
beef. That's how he is.
Yeah, he's not gonna hurt nobody if you're not hurting him. So that's, you know, that's the
Do you
difference.
think there's still, well, I'm pretty sure, well, me from my experience watching this now, all of the like racial or social undertones that Godzilla had at one point were taken out of the movie and the plot itself, which for me is good because it's like, look, we not monkeys. So like I don't need this to be a movie about, you know what I'm saying? The underlining tone is, you know, black people understand, you know, we understand black people. So I appreciate that in the new script is that it's about
I'm
two
dying.
animals, like, and it's not about race. It's not about social class. It's not about none of that. It's literally Mother Nature, survival of the fittest. One gotta be stronger, one gonna be weaker, and that's it. And it's
And that's it.
pure and just like it's just that. It's all action. If you looking for something that's deep and makes you question who you are, don't watch this movie because it's not gonna do that to you. It's gonna be a lot of action. It's gonna be some really funny moments. Let's get into the characters
That's
because
I was listen,
this
I
the
was
last
waiting. I was
one, they
waiting.
had some really funny character choices.
Let me tell you something. It was it Y'all, if y'all really paid attention to it, it was some really good moments. It was some really funny moments. And I'm sorry, girl, Bernie stole the whole show, the movie. He, okay, so guys, so he was like a former Apex technician. And basically, he had like a podcast and he was always talking about the conspiracy theory about like Godzilla and what the issues and stuff was. So he has been working for Apex for 5 years, and he just always would talk to it. Y'all, he was
Hilarious.
hilarious.
He was so stupid. You know who he reminds me of? And I'm
Who?
surprised you didn't say this. whose father does
Who?
he remind you of? With his paranoid.
Oh, girl, I'm slow. I don't know.
Ali, my baby daddy, y'all. This character was a portion of my son's father's personality personified. Like when I listened to
Here's
his
the
podcast, I was like, oh my God, this is this nigga in movie.
No, but here's the thing. The reason why I would have never got that is because
He's
he's funny.
hilarious. Yeah,
He's
no.
lighted.
So that's
No.
the part that I said a portion. Like a little part of who
Yo,
he is.
you are, I hate
And
you for that one.
because I was like, oh, this paranoid ass. But then he ended up being right, which is annoying.
No, here's, yes, 1,000%. 1,000%. Sorry, guys, this is like getting such a.
Yeah, we got it. Y'all gonna get it one day. One
Yeah.
day.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So he was right. So Bernie was, he teamed up with Madison and Josh. And if y'all don't know who Madison is, Madison is Millie Bobby Brown. You might know her from Stranger Things. She was also on one of the last Godzilla movies. So she was actually on it. And then her mom and her dad was part of it. And then her mom died, basically saving Godzilla life and everybody else's. So she teams up with Bernie because she believes that what he's saying is true, right? She's believing this conspiracy. So she teams up with Bernie and her friend Josh, which is Josh is just like a scary
boy that
didn't really want to be a part of it.
I might be mistaken him, but I think that actor was in Deadpool 2. Because didn't he play the little kid?
Oh my God, I don't know, but like I'm staring at him and I'm like, where do I know this
kid from? I want to say he's from Deadpool 2. Y'all let us comment below or whatever on Instagram. Well, let us know.
Well, let me know. Because
I want to say he is, but okay. But yeah, him.
And they teamed up and it was, I'm not gonna lie, y'all, it was hilarious.
They were a cute little group. It was funny. And it wasn't like overly stupid or overly goofy. Like, it was just enough to where it was, like, realistic.
Yeah, because then you start thinking, you like, okay, well, you know that. You be like, dang, yeah, Godzilla is not a monster. So it really was like, dang, I'm feeling these
they got something to say. Like, maybe they are right.
Exactly. But then you go back to Khan, and can we just talk about that little girl was the cutest.
Oh, she was so sweet.
I think her name was Gia, mm-hmm. and she was a deaf orphan, which her family was wiped out, and Khan basically saved her as a kid. And then
she was from the island.
Yeah, she was from the island when the island had got wiped out, and she was the only survivor. And Khan basically saved her. And then you have another character, the Dr. Andrews, which she has been studying. She'd been studying Khan for years. She became her adoptive mother, and so they have been studying and living on basically the island with Khan. So they created this big relationship, and we realized during the movie that the girl has been conversating mm-hmm. with Khan. So then it's just like, oh my God, Khan, you're such a big baby. You're the cutest little thing, but you're huge.
When he sign languaged home to her on the ball, I was like, oh my God, take him girl. Home.
I was like, he just should have been out. Girl, I felt so bad.
First of all, why did they have him in open water with chains on? Like Godzilla just not out there just floating around and shit.
Because heard that they was like missing all the Godzilla's territories, right? They was trying to like go in secret. Girl. But girl, Khan done smell. I mean, Godzilla done smell Khan from a mile Godzilla away, and I was stupid. Feeling so bad because I was like, he was all chained up, and I was like, let him go.
Right. It took them forever to release them dang on chains. I was like, oh my God.
Because I think they needed to realize, like, Khan is not exactly. the enemy. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And Godzilla wasn't. But see, Godzilla was coming like, nigga.
Godzilla didn't know what was going on. And unlike Kong, he didn't have. So, like, okay, they kind of took. I feel like I got real sciencey with it because, you know, I'm smart.
Okay.
So.
Do it, girl. Let us know. Get into it.
Real sciencey with it because I was talking to Ali about it. And I was like, okay, so let's think about it like this. In the animal kingdom, as far as our observations go, we know that apes are intelligent. Gorillas, monkeys, baboons, all of them. Mm-hmm. We've been able to teach them sign language. We've been able to communicate with them for years. Anybody ever been able to do that with no reptile? And what is Godzilla?
Period.
A giant reptile. So I was like, okay, so the brain of a reptile is survival. Period. That's it. I gotta survive. Mm-hmm. And for Godzilla, the reason he reacted that way, because he's a giant reptile. And he was just like, I don't know what's going on, but somebody is trying to replace me. And the somebody that's trying to replace me look like y'all. So he was just like attacking everybody. Whereas Kong, he didn't attack you unless you attacked him. Like if you go back to Skull Island, they could have came on the island and been
absolutely.
Chilling. And Kong would have protected him like he protected that whole tribe of people from them skull things. What are they called?
I don't know, but they were
they
nasty,
was creepy looking. Those are the kind of things that pop up in your nightmares. Like all those monsters had names too, y'all. I'm gonna get y'all the names in a second. But like if you know what I'm saying? So if you think about it like that, I was like, oh, they just like took what we already knew and just made it bigger. And that's why Godzilla, once he realized that Kong really wasn't the problem, then he was like, hey, bro, can you help me out real quick? Kind of getting my ass beat, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what actually, I don't even know if it was that, because I think the girl, Gia, went up to Khan and was like, signing him. And Silent was like, he's not the enemy, you know, he is. Like, Godzilla is trying to get rid of this y'all common enemy, you know what I'm saying? I understand y'all just scrapped, you just got beat and dragged, but I'm gonna need you to go ahead and help Godzilla, because we need to survive. Because
Kong showed it,
oh, girl, he breathed hard, because he was like, no. And she's like, yes. And the little girl, again, she was adorbs. Oh, FYI, she's really deaf in real life.
But she's a sweetie. She's the cutest. I saw her in an interview.
But so then that's when they teamed up. And I think the ending part was super dope, right? The ending part was super dope because they finally defeat the guy, right? And then if y'all saw, like, Khan had sat down because he was tired. Like, he just was getting his chest caved in. He was just really, was over it. So he sat down, and then Godzilla gonna get up. And then he got up. If y'all looked at his face, he was like, damn, nigga, like, why can't you just sit down? Like, can you give me a second? And then they got up and they both looked at each other, right? They looked at each other and it was just like, all right, you cool. All right, just stay in your lane. I stay in my lane. All right, bounce. Godzilla got in the water and he was out. That's
that
it.
That was the end.
So I thought that was super dope. So we realized that Bernie, he was the funniest one on the, like, he was funny. He was amazing. I loved his character. It was super hilarious. Which other character did you like in the movie, or you didn't like? Let's talk about that. Like, who you didn't like, or you liked?
I started to like the girl from the last movie. What was her name? Dang.
Madison.
Yeah, because in the last movie, she got on my nerves a little bit. Well, no, it was more so her mom. It was really her mom.
It was her mom. Her mom was controlling her.
But then when she realized it, she tried to get away. So I was like, okay, you cool. But I liked her character. I think she played. I don't think they necessarily needed her, because I feel like old boy would have came to the conclusion on his own or figured it out, but then he wouldn't have had the backing of her and her plug, which is her father.
Yeah.
So,
which is the father, so that's why he was able to let her in, because I feel like I think that they needed each other, because Bernie needed Madison, because Madison ain't scared. She don't care. She gonna go in. She gonna.
That's
do
why
she
I liked
do.
Her. I was like, okay, she made it move along.
She was irritating me though a little bit. She was all over the place. It was like, girl, sit down.
And I was more of a Kong fan anyway. So I was like, I mean, I'm 10 guys.
We're gonna get into that. Hold your voices. So who didn't you like?
The dude from Apex. Well, listen, I got my revenge when a girl got ate in Middle Earth.
I knew
there was something sneaky about her. I'm like, she don't belong here. This don't seem right.
Apex didn't seem right.
And I was like, something gonna happen to her. And then when she got eight, I was like, cool.
I kept saying, I hope she dies. I hope Khan eats
girl.
Her. Like, I want her to die.
Especially when she went down there and tried to abandon the three of them, the little girl and the scientist. I was like, oh, you're old. You gonna take me to Middle Earth and leave me here? What kind of shit?
But you know what's crazy though? She had balls. I gotta give it to her, because
she was strong.
You dare put guns. Now you know how Khan is connected to this
exactly,
girl,
and that's where she messed up. She should not have done that.
And then I was like, girl, you had the nerve to put a gun. I mean, a gun.
Girl,
on her.
Me and Ali were screaming. And mind you, we watched this at like 9 o'clock in the morning because we was waiting. We've been waiting for this movie to come out for a month. And when that scene came out, she pointed the gun at him, at the little girl. And I was like, oh, she messed up. Ali, she messed up. Kong about to get them. And lo and behold, where they at now?
I was just like, die. I kept saying, die. I want her to die. And then she died. And then I was like, all right, cool. Now you're
right, exactly. Now and they all got messed up. I think they all died, didn't they? Yeah. They all done.
Oh, they agree.
They all got
did. That's what happened.
Messed up.
When you do bad, that's what's gonna happen. You know what's crazy? What I just okay before I start saying like you know my favorite character who I didn't like. I don't know, but Madison's dad was pointless. Like he played a big role in the last.
Yeah,
movie.
He didn't really.
But
why was he there?
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, he didn't do nothing. He didn't like all he did was like follow, and he was in Hong Kong, and then they were like his scene was like, oh. Who is this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, why are you here? Like, you could have been deleted. We could have seen more Khan or Godzilla or
Exactly.
other people. Like, you were a non-factor. But, okay, so who... Okay, so who I really didn't like? I really didn't like her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted him to... I just hate the fact that he kind of... He changed everybody's life. I mean, at the end of the day, like, he did a good thing. Because he helped Khan like find his like where he's supposed to be at, but the fact that he's gonna go to Dr. Nathaniel, which he was a genealogist, he was the one that convinced Dr. Andrews to go get Khan, and basically you know because he knew about the Hollow Earth, right? Him and his brother tried to do it. He wrote a book, and apparently like it didn't go nowhere, but the villain in the movie of the director of the monarchy, he went up to him and was like, yeah, sold him in this false dream, right? Like, we're gonna do good, we're gonna do good, we're gonna find this power, da 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 da. But we need another titan, we need something this in order to do it because humans couldn't survive it. That's why his brother had died. But they invented this little cars and stuff like that. And the fact that you just literally lied and put everybody's lives in danger because what if Khan would have got mad and snapped and killed everybody, including the little girl, just because, like, he was so excited to see his family and then none of his family was alive.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was scared of.
So he could have turned.
Yeah,
he could have turned on everybody, but he didn't. And it was just like, and then with you creating this big, you know, robot, you didn't even have control over it. You didn't even run tests. And that's what the agent dude, he was just like, you didn't even run tests on it. So you just went out and just had this dude put this thing on. And then now you got this Godzilla that started working for himself. Mm-hmm. So you didn't even know what you
and
was about.
And that's crazy.
So you created.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, you created all of this. You created all of this just for like, oh, I want to be in charge and I want to have a fight with the Titans. Not knowing like these Titans. You can't be creating. Haven't y'all seen enough like in the last Godzilla, if y'all didn't watch it, Like they created and harvesting all these little monsters, and then they started doing their own thing.
That was the ancestors, so, girl.
Period.
That was the when his brain got taken over by the dead dinosaur. I was like, oh, that's the ancestors right there.
I was like, why would you? And then y'all gonna then they was doing research on the worst
right.
one. The one that he did his own thing, he was calling up the other Titans. So I'm just like, why would y'all? Okay.
And it's a long list of Titans, y'all. Like, I don't know. So if you guys follow the, if y'all follow the Godzilla series, because it's not a trilogy no more. It's a lot of G. is Mega Godzilla has been done like twice. There's, like, what was the name? The moth. There's like so many titans that they could have chose to mess with. One of them was Godzilla's like little girlfriend or whatever. If y'all watched King of the Monsters, what was her name? Mothra, Plethora, something.
Girl, Mothra. I don't even know.
It was the flying one. It was the one that flew that like saved Godzilla at the end. Like she sacrificed herself. They could have went with that one because she was like gentle and like it literally was like a butterfly. Like he want to go for the crazy one you can't control and try to control it, but that just goes to show capitalism. Much plan.
Yo, you out here wild. So that's so going back. That is the one person that I couldn't stand, and then his daughter just was irritating me. Just so much. And I was just glad when they all got their head smashed.
Period.
So, okay. So let's get into it. What are some qualities that you like about Khan? What are disqualities you like about Khan? And then we can do Godzilla
I don't
next.
think I disliked anything about Kong. Like, he literally was chilling. Like, I felt, if anything, I felt bad for Kong because he was the last of his kind, unless they come out with another movie, which, and that's the only part of me kind of want, but not really. I feel like this was a good end. It was too short for me, but you couldn't really go any much longer anyway.
A lot of people had a problem with that it was too short, but then sometimes when it's too long, everybody complained
Right,
about it, like people
yeah,
aren't.
but
You know what? I liked it because
it went to the point. It
it
went
was
straight
straight
to
to the
the point, and
point.
that's all it was.
There was no dead parts. It's like, why is this in here? You know what I'm
Exactly.
saying? That dead space. It was just straight to the point. Okay, we got these two villains. This is the main problem. Da 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 da. Like,
And
it
boom,
just
boom, boom.
flowed
And it, I
together.
mean, when two people beefing, ain't no, like, if it's a real beef, ain't no wait time for real. So let's on site meet up. And that's exactly what Godzilla
You know,
did.
I like that time. I like that time. An hour and 53 minutes. It was able to fit
It
everything
didn't
that we
even
needed to
feel
do.
that
Gave a little
long.
background.
I guess that's a sign of how good the movie was. It didn't feel long at all. But yeah, I don't think I disliked anything about Kong. He was an animal. He was a gorilla trying to live his life on his own island. You know what I'm saying? After these little skull crawling things killed all his family. You feel me? He was chilling. We came and messed with Kong. Kong was like, "Hey yo, what's up? Like, what you mean? What's the problem? Like, I'm chilling here. Y'all got literally the rest of the world, and we just gotta we Samuel L. Jackson. He did a good job though with that character. He got on my nerves in that movie. Oh, he
Who?
was in Skull Island.
Oh,
Yes,
Samuel? I wanted Samuel Jackson to die, and I
girl.
was so happy when
When
he
he
did.
finally got taken off the map, I was like, oh my God, thank you. Shut him up. He literally got his team killed.
He literally got his team demolished because he was holding on some revenge because he's like, just because you were having your own personal issues and you didn't want to go home because your life was so miserable, but then you're gonna take your team when they were super excited. Like, I felt so bad for that other the dude
I
that had the family and
know.
was
To me,
waiting,
his
you know,
son.
and he was by himself.
I was like, oh my God, all y'all had to do was pass on this mission. But like, you couldn't be mad at Godzilla, I mean Kong, because you flew into his territory
But
and he ain't
yeah,
know
and
who
then
you
because
was.
at first I was irritated with Khan because I was like, "Dang, Khan, calm down." But then when they find old boy that's been living there for like 40 years or whatever, how long he was living, 20 and whatever, and he was like, "He's been protecting these people. Y'all came into his land and started shooting." And it was like, you know what? Yeah, you bust up in his territory. Like,
Because
what you
they
think he
showed
gonna
me,
do?
like, literally fly in and drop bombs. Like, it called. I could just see him, like, chilling in his cave or whatever. And then he hearing boom. You know, what the fuck was that? Boom. Wait a minute.
And
What
then
was that?
he's
And
like,
it's
his
like
world is
getting
shaking
closer.
up.
You know,
You know
like, you ever
what
been chilling in your bed and you hear like a loud noise down the street and then it start getting
I'm
closer? You like, hold on, wait a minute. Like, you gonna go outside, check it out, see what's going on. If it's a threat, take it out. That's all he did. So, calm.
That's
Kong
it.
is my dude. I've always been King Kong.
And so in the movie, how'd you feel about
Oh, he
him?
did what he was supposed to do. I felt, again, I felt bad for him because they had him chained, locked up, using him. They made little girl lie to him and tell him like his family was down there, which thankfully at least his ancestors, like the remnants of them were. But yeah.
But he knew the
Yeah,
place
he
though.
knew it.
He started getting real comfortable and was running because he knew where he was
I
going.
feel like he was a really good character. I like that character. They can bring him back. I think that's the point though. That's why they keep remaking these movies, because they know that they can bring these characters back, whether you like them or not. It's a simple story that's always going to be entertaining. So, but then mind the that's how I feel about Kong. How did you feel about him?
So I love me some Khan. I just felt for him because I really felt bad that he had to go through these changes, and it's sad because it's like all his whole family's white, you know what I'm saying? And he was giving me like he was searching for like a family, like he's on his island alone. Yeah, he got old girl, but it's like there's no one that looks like
Exactly.
him, you know, that acts like him. You know, he don't even got little monkeys that are regular. You know what I'm saying? He don't got nothing.
Damn, he
So
sure don't.
I liked him, but the But the problem is, I just hate the fact that they, in the movie, I don't know, they just made him like, they made Godzilla be top notch. You get what I'm saying? Like, I hate that they made him so weak a
Yeah,
little
they
bit
did
and that
make him
he
a little weak.
needed, and I hated that because I was just like, if you see Skull Island, he was a beast, you
But
feel me? And
he was
then
younger too.
he was younger and stuff, but I wanted him to be like really show out, you know what I'm saying? Like I wanted to be a tie,
Yeah,
you
low
know,
key,
it
if
but
that
it
monster
wasn't.
didn't kick in, yeah, Godzilla had his ass.
Because that's why my thing is, because it's like again, yeah, he might be, you know, older and stuff, but if you mad, if you that monster, that King Kong, like they should have made it more like, okay, on land, that's his territory. On water, that's Godzilla's territory. They should have showed, yes, Kong won the second round, but then the third round, it was just like, dang, Kong didn't even stand a chance
Girl,
and stuff like that. So it's like, y'all just made it seem like Godzilla
because he
was
had
it.
that
You know what I'm
breath,
saying? So I just,
that electric breath.
yeah. And I just hate the fact that, yeah, you know, Khan had that staff, but there's only so much that that staff could do. Like it was better when they both teamed up. And then he used this, like, you know, Godzilla powered the staff, and then he was able, like, that was dope. But my thing is, I just hated that they made him so weak because it's like, Khan is a
Yeah,
beast.
Kong
You feel
wasn't going
me?
down easy for nobody.
Like he can use his fingers, he can use his
Exactly.
hands,
That's why I'm
you
like, they
know.
should have took more advantage of that. Because my favorite scene was when he gave Godzilla that 1-2 on the boat when he was like, bye-bye.
Girl, it
I
was
was
like
like,
that
D.
punch.
Like, I thought I was back on 79th.
It was just like, dude, yes. I was like, all right, cool. Like, you know, he can use his hands and stuff like that. But it's just like Godzilla got the tail. Godzilla got this big old fuming foolishness coming out of his mouth. So I was just
Human
like, girl, I was
foolishness.
over him. Like he was irritating
That needs to be on a
me.
shirt. Get away with that human foolishness.
But so let's get into Godzilla. What are the pros? Like, what do you like about Godzilla? What you
Oh, they
don't like
made
about
him a
Godzilla?
beast. I was assuming it was gonna be a queen, a clean. You know what I'm saying? 1-2, King Kong gonna knock him out. You feel me? And it was not that at all. And it like, and I didn't, okay, so let me not be dramatic. I didn't think it was gonna be a clean 1-2, but I thought it was gonna be way more of a fight for Godzilla than it ended up being. 'Cause you know what I'm saying? Just like you said, Kong got two working arms and legs that he can use as hands. Like he, you know what I mean? Like he could have did a lot of stuff with it, but they just Kong, I mean, Godzilla was just equipped with so much. Like he had spikes. Not only did he have a tail, it was like 12 city blocks long. It had
Yeah, his
spikes
tail was
on it. He
OD.
had blue fire breath. Like he had impenetrable skin. Like, okay, were you trying to make it where he was undefeatable? Like, so, but it was
That's what
cool.
I'm
Like, if you're a
saying.
Godzilla fan, that's what you want to see. Like, you got exactly out of Godzilla what you wanted to see. So I appreciated that. I didn't appreciate how stupid they made him. So, like, just like how I pointed out, like how you know what I'm saying? They kind of did the ape mind where they can communicate and kind of like humans and we can understand each other. And then the reptile is just survival of the fittest. I feel like they made Godzilla very stupid. Like he knew something was up, but he was just attacking everybody because he didn't know where it was coming from. And I feel like if he really is a titan and if y'all paid attention,
He
exactly,
would have
if you
known.
guys for who are listening, if y'all paid attention to the previous movies, they're like descendants from like ancient almost gods or whatever, they would have known. Like they wouldn't have been just
Exactly.
killing everybody.
So this shouldn't have been like we exactly. And then he's like, if he would have felt Khan's energy, you know what I'm saying? It would have been like, oh, okay,
Exactly.
so he's not a threat.
Exactly.
He's not a problem. Because you know who's a problem because you've been around and you know what type of enemy. But if Khan was going after you know what I'm saying? He wasn't destroying, he was just chilling. He was chained
You know
up.
what I thought it
You know what
was
I'm
gonna
saying?
be like
So you
in the
still went to
last
go.
movie when he fought, what was the name of that three-headed monster?
Well, Girl, I don't know. He was
And
crazy.
that
I know
three-headed
that.
monster. I thought it was
That
gonna be
three
like
heads was
that,
like,
them
he was
two,
OD.
Godzilla versus Medusa. That's what I'm calling. Godzilla versus that one, child. That was a fight.
That was a fight.
That was a
That was a
fight.
fight.
I was like,
That was a fight.
okay,
You're right about
that was the
that.
fight
That
we
was a
needed
fight.
to
Like, they
see
went
in
in.
this movie.
That's what I wanted. I wanted a Kong versus Godzilla. Y'all been talking about these movies for
Girl.
like a decade. And my thing is, that it should have been like that. You know what I'm saying? It should have been like, boom, cat. It's like, nah, I'm, Kong, the king of the land. You know what I'm saying? Godzilla is the king of the water. So I really wanted that fight. They didn't give that because I think, of course, it was another evil person. And of course, like, I knew that they were going to team up.
I felt
Like,
like
that
they
always happens.
were.
But I really wanted I wanted a verse.
Well,
I wanted
because
a
if you
full real
look back
verse.
at the history of these movies, this is not the first time these two done fought each other. We done had this fight,
Yeah, of
and
course.
literally I will say, like, every decade or every generation releases a series of Godzilla versus Kong movies or Godzilla and Kong movies. And in every God or Kong movie where Godzilla always beats Kong. So if you're a classist, you missed out on that because Godzilla not gonna beat, I mean Kong not gonna beat Godzilla this time. But he always like rips Godzilla apart. Like he is a beast and they didn't do that. So like if you're looking for the old, like I said in the beginning, if you're looking for the old storyline, this is not it. They changed it. They took all those other undertones out. Like it's not the usual King Kong beating up Godzilla plot. Is a lot different. Well, not a lot different, but it's just an alternative ending to it. So that's the only thing, like you said, like it just made Kong a little weak, and it just wasn't what I'm used to seeing King Kong be. But Godzilla,
You talking
well,
about
I'm
Kong
saying
or you talking
Godzilla,
about
he was
Godzilla?
everything. He was everything he was supposed to be. They should have. Why couldn't King Kong get no armor? He get a hammer. What kind of shit?
Period.
I was like, he get an axe. You want me to get you giving me an axe for an impenetrable animal, a giant lizard? Get the fuck out of here. What was your favorite part about Godzilla? Or disfavorite?
I mean, I like the fact that, Godzilla don't play no games, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's coming in to eliminate the threat and then to go back
Period.
to his business. He ain't trying to make no friends, he ain't trying to be no ally. You know what I'm saying? So I like that. What I don't like about him is the fact that he was just all over the place. You're so
Okay.
destructive. Why are you so destructive? And it's like when he senses a problem, he just starts shooting out his mouth and just breaking down. And poor Hong Kong. Like, that's done. There ain't no Hong Kong no more. It's just like, golly. Like, he went to Pensacola. He done
Man.
destroyed that. And it's just like he's so destructive. It's like he just like calm
Right.
down, sir.
Find your enemy
Calming
and go after
down. But I guess he's like a reptile that ain't got no
him.
sense or brain or whatever. And I just feel like he was just all over the place. It was just like, okay, oh my God, Godzilla, you're cool. Oh my God,
Right.
Godzilla, you're wild. Like I was going through a lot of emotions with Godzilla. But overall, I mean, Godzilla is that dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, like if you want somebody to handle a problem quickly, efficiently, and get it done and then leave,
He
you
ain't
call
gonna clean
Godzilla.
up,
You know what I'm
but
saying?
yeah,
If
he'll
you
do
want
it.
somebody, he not gonna clean up at all, y'all. He just gonna cause it. He gonna solve the problem for real. It's gonna be a lot of cleanup you gonna have to do. And I think with Khan, if you want somebody that's gonna, level with the people, that's gonna, make sure everything is cool and will work with people, Khan is your person. Godzilla don't like nobody
Exactly.
helping him. He could do it himself. The only reason why he needed Khan because it's like Godzilla trusts the Titans. He don't trust people. Godzilla, I mean, Khan trusts people. Godzilla don't trust people. You know what I'm saying? Because it's always the
No,
people
I mean, why
always
would
doing
you?
the worst stuff when it comes to these Titans. He keeps like, so Khan's, I mean, Godzilla's just like, I don't trust nobody. But he looked at Khan and it was just like, all right, you ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying? But if I see you again and there's problems,
It's a wrap. We
then we
got
gonna
beef.
fight.
I wonder, do you think they're gonna release another one? I mean, it's bound to. I mean, everybody, literally since the 50s, we done got something every decade.
Yeah, I think that they should stop though, because it was they did a great job with the movie, and I think the ending was just like, hey, you cool, I'm cool, vibing, go on, let's do something else, let's do something different. I mean, I've been going on with these movies for years and years. Like I said, they did a great job. I don't know if they're probably gonna do another one, because knowing they people run out of ideas and they like to recycle the same things over and over again. So, yeah, I guess I hope they don't do something else. But if they do, I'll be really interested on the take that they're going to take, the different approach that they're going to do. And if they're going to do another one, do another
Yeah, because there's
Khan,
way more
because we already got
Godzilla
two
movies.
other
Oh my,
Godzilla
two
movies.
other. Y'all, go
Yeah,
Google
so we got
them. Go Google the Godzilla list.
they got
Yeah, the
mad,
more
but I'm
recent
saying
ones,
the more
yeah.
recent ones, the other two. So I'm saying they should do a Khan, movie from this, trying to find his ancestors to see if, they should be dope if like there's one,
I
but in like another
know.
place in
Kong
another
needs a
facility
friend.
that's hidden. Yeah, so I think that would be cool. But yeah, so overall, guys, that is the movie. Godzilla vs. Khan. Y'all let us know how y'all felt about the movie. Did they do a really good job? What are your favorite characters? And the ultimate question is, Khan versus Godzilla, which one did y'all like? Which one y'all felt like defeated? Or who's your favorite? And I have to ask you, Miss Tina, Khan versus Godzilla.
King Kong all the way. But you know I like them big boys.
Girl, I'm about to
I like
I
them
hate you
plump.
so
Yeah,
You are disgusting. I'm gonna go with Khan too. Khan just he just really
if
he won me over, and I love him, and I swear, like, if they was in a jungle, it would have been
ooh,
doper. You know what I'm saying? Because even if they would have had water
yes,
and the jungle,
they
I
should
feel
have
like
had
we
them
would have
in
been
like
able to
Brazil
see
or
more, because it was like
something in the
buildings.
Congo or in the what's the rainforest?
The rainforest, they should have been there. That's what I'm saying. If we could have seen that, it would have been, because it could have been like nothing but the island, but it could have been water, so both would have had an advantage. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody's living out there, they want to do a movie, just hear my idea. Anyways, so yes, guys, so we're gonna have the polls up, and y'all get to vote to see which one was y'all favorite, Khan versus Godzilla, which one y'all liked more. And then we will definitely, on the next episode, we will show the results. Stay tuned. Next week is going to be super dope. We got a cool one going up, so we'll definitely keep you posted on that. And that is it
From
for
Twin Talk, don't
Twin
forget, as
Talk.
usual, follow us on our social media, silly underscore Mace and Miss Tina Cooper underscore on Instagram. Be on the lookout. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yes, guys.